I was told you had a movie idea for me.
Yes, sir, I do. See, last month my wife and my brother went on vacation together alone.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
No, what? Don't be sorry. They accidentally forgot me at home.
Are you sure that's what happened?
Well, yeah, of course. Why else would they not bring me on a vacation to Paris?
All right, I mean, okay.
And so, you know, I got to be home all alone.
That's great, buddy.
It was great. I ate candy, I watched movies, I went grocery shopping all by myself.
Okay, to be honest, I'm not getting what the movie idea is, and I'm getting a little sad.
Right, so I was thinking, if I'm having such an amazing time, imagine if this happened to an 8-year-old kid.
You want to make a movie where a child's wife cheats on him?
What? No, I want a kid to be accidentally left at home while his family goes on vacation.
I guess my question is, how would that ever happen?
Well, his family leaves on a vacation and they don't realize he's not with them.
Yeah, but okay, it just seems like a really, 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 really improbable thing.
Oh yeah, I'm well aware.
Okay, so?
Well, I was doing some research and there's this thing in storytelling called the suspension of disbelief.
What's that?
They say that the audience sacrifices realism and logic for the sake of enjoyment.
Oh, so the audience will kind of just overlook unrealistic things?
Right, so I think if we exploit that to like an extreme level, we're good.
Huh, interesting.
So I think I figured out like the perfect storm of unrealistic coincidences to get this premise off the ground.
All right, you got me, I'm listening.
Okay, so first off, the kid has to be part of a huge family. Like it has to be big enough that you wonder if they've ever heard of birth control. Plus some uncles and cousins can be there too. They also all have to be really mean to the kid so he can wish that they would disappear. Then they also have to accidentally throw his plane ticket in the trash. Then they also have to make him sleep in the attic so they don't see him when they're leaving. There also has to be a huge storm the night before the departure that knocks out the phone line so they can't contact him when they're gone. That storm also has to knock out the power. That way their alarms can shut off in the night and they wake up late for their flight. Also, the kid needs to sleep so heavily that he doesn't hear 15 people running around and yelling. There also has to be a random little kid that shows up at the exact moment they're doing a head count so they can get it wrong. Then we have to have nobody think of him even a little bit until they're mid-flight.
So they really have to be like an awful family.
They have to be the worst family. Oh yeah, also then the kid has to wake up and think he's magic because he wished that they disappeared and they did.
Wouldn't he just make the connection that they were supposed to leave on a trip that morning?
You'd think so, but if we have him not understand what an airport shuttle is, he can look at their cars and be like, there's no way they could have gotten to the airport without those. So he thinks he magically erased his family from existence?
Right.
So just to be clear, we need to have all those extremely unlikely scenarios play out one after the other just to get this kid alone at home by himself?
That's right. And this suspension
of disbelief.
Right, with that, people will just be okay with all of that.
Apparently, yeah.
All of that.
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Well, then awesome.
So tell me more about this kid, Kevin McAllister. Well, you know how his family is the worst?
Yeah, I imagine he's like the only nice one in the family.
Oh no, he's also the worst.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he calls his mom a dummy and he's really snarky with everyone. He's also unable to pack a suitcase, like it's the end of the world for him to do that. And how does he get over the trauma of the situation?
The trauma?
Well, I mean, in Kevin's mind, he's essentially just killed his family with a wish. I imagine that's gonna be hard for him to come to terms with. Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Really?
Well, I probably should have mentioned before that Kevin is a psychopath.
Oh
yeah. We're talking complete disregard for the physical and emotional well-being of everyone he comes across in his life. And he talks to himself, kind of a lot.
So he's happy that they're dead.
He's thrilled. He has a little eyebrow celebration thing, and then he does all the exact same stuff I did when I was home alone, except I didn't shave.
Does anything else happen, or do we just watch a kid go crazy at home by himself?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because that's where things get really interesting.
How's that?
Well, it turns out that two burglars have their hearts set on breaking into the McAllister house.
So why this house in particular?
One of them mentioned something about it probably having some VCRs.
VCRs are great.
And they always will be. So these guys think that the house is empty because they've been casing the joint.
Oh no.
But Kevin finds out that they want to break in.
So he calls the cops?
No. Well, eventually.
Eventually? Why not right away?
Because of the psychopath thing.
Oh, I don't get it.
Well, the bandits break in, but Kevin is like some kind of genius. Like he set up a bunch of intricate death traps that they walk into one by one.
But you said the kid was freaked out about packing a suitcase, like that was too much.
Oh, right.
And now he's like a death trap engineer?
Yeah, no, that's a mistake. I'll change the suitcase thing. That doesn't make any sense.
Meh, it's probably fine.
You sure?
Eh,
it's no problem. I could change it to something that makes the whole death trap engineer make sense.
Nah, keep the suitcase thing. It's all good.
Okay, so he's too stupid to pack a suitcase, but He's great at traps.
So what happens with the robbers?
Well, they somehow survive a bunch of very, very fatal injuries.
Wow.
Yeah, and in the middle of the robbery, it seems like they forget that they wanted to rob the house, and now they just want to murder this child.
It becomes about murder.
It seems that way. Because at a certain point, Kevin just leaves them alone in the house, and they don't take anything.
Just focused on the kid, no more VCRs.
Yep, so at the end, they get arrested because they tried to break in and murder a child. It's very dark.
And then overnight, he manages to clean up all the traps, including some stairs covered in tar.
And then his family comes back the next day and immediately ignore him again.
What do you think?
Well, I think it might have some potential, but it's missing something, some kind of big selling point.
Do you have anything in mind?
Well, we could try the Christmas play. I mean, that rarely works, but
what's that?
That's when you make a movie take place at Christmas time, even if it has almost nothing to do with Christmas time. So people think, oh, this is a Christmas movie. I have to watch it.
Exactly.
Would that work if I just add in a couple of random Christmas elements?
Well, it's certainly not going to be a Christmas classic, but it's worth a shot.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Thank you for watching that pitch meeting, and thanks for voting for that movie in the community tab. Let me know in the comments section what other movies I should do pitch meetings for. And you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel and all that stuff. Thanks for watching, we'll see you next time, and happy holidays.